It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. I'm looking forward to getting back to school because you know I'm taking French at Schoolcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love my teacher. Can't wait for it to start up again. And New Year's resolution, definitely take more classes this year.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like I read an article lately that said everybody should take an economics class and a statistics class.
Oh, gosh.
I have never taken
You mean like
of
in
those.
Your life at
yeah.
some point?
Yes.
Okay. I did take one
so
once
you've got
in
plenty
college.
Of time.
Well, I took economics.
Oh, see, I never did.
Oh, really?
Not even at college. So
okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I got Schoolcraft in my back pocket. I'm going to go take a class mm-hmm. there. And if you're looking to, you know, further your education, take those classes that you're supposed to take at least once in your life, or just enhance a hobby, figure out if there's something you like, Schoolcraft has a class for that. I'm telling you, check out their, I have never seen a community college brochure that is as thick as theirs.
Oh, you know what? I actually love when I get it in the mail.
I know.
The possibilities are endless of what
exactly.
you can do there.
Exactly. It's so exciting. It's like, remember going through the old JCPenney catalog when we were kids?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Okay,
yeah.
I'm dating myself here.
Well, I didn't even want to say yeah. I just like going along
anyway,
with you.
Any hobby you have, culinary, language, fitness, anything you want to learn, Schoolcraft has a class for that. Check them out online, schoolcraft.edu. Okay. Today, we are talking about holistic health.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, we're middle-aged women.
We
if
are.
If I can say that, if that means we're going to live to be really old.
I'm going to live to be 199.
There you go. There, that plays it safe. But, you know, so recently I had shoulder surgery. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
And I had a similar surgery on the same shoulder a year ago, and then I had it again. Well, it is in my opinion, not like healing properly. And it's just making, so it's affecting my sleep, and it's affecting my overall like mental, you know, health, and I'm probably a little bit more irritable. And I don't know if this is, I've been told this is kind of a thing, but like the medications are not working for me. Like
mm-hmm.
I have tried 5 different medications. Nothing's helping. It's The worst part is at night when I go to sleep, it's constant pain. I cannot move. If I even move an inch, I'm like awake.
That's the worst.
So I decided, you know, I can either keep being miserable or I can try to like do some things that are outside the box, if you will, which some people sometimes think holistic, you know, options.
It's
outside the box. So I did a little research on it, and there's 5 areas that you need to be healthy in for, or that count toward holistic health, okay? It's physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual, which are all things that are important and things, you know, that things we're doing all the time. I mean, you just talk about taking classes, right?
Exactly.
We talk about getting outside of our comfort zone and trying different things socially. We talk about you know, running, me wanting to be a runner. We talk about all those kind of things. So it's like there's lots of stuff out there that can help you in those 5 areas. One that I have tried in the past is chiropractic.
Okay.
I know some people swear by it, okay? And I've had a chiropractor for, you know, I had the same one for years.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. I just don't know that it was really helping me, but I know it helps a lot of people.
I know it does. It helps a lot of people too, and I personally have like a block about chiropractors.
Okay.
Because when I was a child, my grandmother was very, not holistic, but she was very, anyway, we didn't go see a regular doctor. We went to see this witch doctor in the
mm-hmm.
woods. That's what we called her.
Okay.
And like all our medications came in little envelopes. In
yes.
a powder form.
Oh.
And oh yeah, it was, and like, I remember there was one year when I was in elementary school and all the kids got a vaccination.
Yeah.
That one that leaves that
yeah.
mark on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters and I did not get that.
No.
My mother opted. We got it in powder. Who knows?
I was going to say she sprinkled something on your head.
Probably.
Okay.
So I'm very, and I had.
You're very toward holistic?
No.
You're
because
the opposite.
I had
okay.
serious serious seasonal allergies.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would spend all of August and September so miserable and just dripping. My eyes were dripping. My nose was dripping. I was constantly just such severe seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. And my mother would take me to the chiropractor for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm in alignment, then my allergies will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, you know what? There's this.
No. You need an antihistamine.
Right.
Just going to tell you right now, folks, being in alignment did not help. It wasn't until in my early 20s I took myself to an allergist that
wow.
I went through my whole life, even through, I don't know how I got through my life. Yeah. So I'm very, I like the idea of everything mm-hmm. being in balance, but I also believe you got to know where to go for what.
Yeah. I agree. But sometimes, like, taking care of your body and
yes.
all those areas sometimes can prevent you from being sick
mm-hmm.
or it puts you in a different mindset.
Right.
Okay. So even things like yoga is considered, you know, holistic,
yeah.
A holistic way to take care of yourself. And I was Googling some other things and I came across, well, something I am going to try this year for sure soon is that, and I'm probably going to say it wrong. Is it Reiki or Reiki?
Reiki.
Reiki. Thank
yep.
you. Have you had it?
I have.
And?
Amazing.
Okay, see, I'm going to make an appointment.
It seriously blew my mind.
Okay.
Because I had thrown my back out
mm-hmm.
and it was like severe pain, couldn't move my neck, couldn't move my back. And my girlfriend at the time had a friend who practiced Reiki and I knew her friend mm-hmm. and trusted her. And I was like, I've never heard of it before. I don't know what this magic stuff is.
And sorry, I want you to finish your story, but if you're new to the podcast, this is our producer Remy talking.
Hi, Remy.
Right?
Yes, thank you.
I'm here too. So anyways, I'm like, well, I trust you and I like you. And so if you say it's going to work, it's going to work, you know, and I just kind of, you know, let go of any
yeah.
kind of weird thoughts or feelings or expectations or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even touch me. She put her
yes.
hands,
energy
like,
healing.
Like 3 inches away from me. And it felt like her hands were irons.
Yes.
Like an ironing board. I felt this heat. And the next day I woke up and I felt like nothing
yeah.
had happened. It was absolutely amazing.
Because I should back up. The shoulder problem could still be from the surgery. Okay. Because in the doctor's defense, it takes 4 months to a year to heal from the shoulder
wow.
surgery. It's crazy. Yes. He's even mad at me that like I'm already complaining because he's like, there's a minimum 4 months. I told you that. But I'm like, but this is like constant pain. I didn't realize it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
But the reason, you know, so this is might be more medical. Like I still have to do my
yes.
physical therapy and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But also at the same time, I've been having incredible back and hip pain for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried a lot of things and finally got some tests done. And it shows that there's real issues, like a total separation of muscles in one hip, a lot of things going on in the other hip. But the doctor's like, you know, I could just do surgery on you like a lot of doctors would and charge a lot of money. But I think that it might, me doing the surgery on your hips might affect your back more. So I would rather you know, do physical therapy for your back now. I'm thinking, no, I've already done all this. I've had it. So I'm going to try to take this into my own hands and heal myself and get better and try things like Reiki. I made an appointment for a CBD oil massage. People
Ooh.
Are swearing by CBD oil.
I know. I was just going to ask you if you tried it.
I have. I mean, I've already been taking it.
You have been.
I just started like doing it regularly.
What do
my
you take
friend,
it for?
For this
oh, okay.
hip and back pain. Yeah. And my friend bought me a really nice, she said it's like the best, purest oil of the CBD form and a lotion that I put on
okay.
the areas that are
How
painful.
Do you like the oil, is it one of those ones you put under your tongue?
Yeah, well, you put it on your tongue and you let it sit in there for like a minute to 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
But you know what? This one that she gave me, I yeah. had tried one before and had a really bad aftertaste that
yeah.
made me like taste it all. This has none. It has a hint of orange, and I don't even feel like after it's gone.
Okay,
it's
well,
gone.
You're going to have to share the name of that with
yeah.
all of us
okay.
then because I am interested in trying
yes.
it. And again, I'm not against, I do think we should strive to be balanced. And to me, that's what holistic health is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're balanced. It's like you're, you know, you do your best to keep your body healthy
yep.
and your mind healthy and your social life health. Like
mm-hmm.
it's just doing your best to keep everything healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had herniated discs for years. I was told I needed surgery by two separate doctors and a wait, what did you just mention again? Why am I
chiropractor?
Blanking? And a chiropractor told me I needed surgery.
Oh, okay.
I went to two chiropractors. One said he could help, and the other one's like, no, you just need surgery.
Oh.
But I was young, and I was like, I'm not going to let you guys fuse my spine.
Right.
And my doctor had told me, and this goes back to what you said, my doctor had told me then, if you let your body rest, it will heal itself.
Okay.
And I had tried so many things with my back. I'd had injections, which led to a horrible, horrible side effect. I'd tried physical therapy. I tried I tried everything except the surgery. And then it finally was like, I am going to stop doing anything that hurts my back, which included lifting my son, which I felt terrible about. I didn't even lift groceries. Like, I did not do, my house got very dirty.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I did nothing that would hurt my
back.
How
long did you do that?
I don't even remember. And then I found this book of stretches, which I'd never seen and I could never find again. It was like this weird book materialized online, and I found it. And I started doing these stretches. They were like ones I'd never seen before.
Oh.
And then there was finally one day I remember thinking, oh, I'm not in pain. And that was probably been the first time in years.
Well, I will say when
had not was not in pain.
The best time, because I've had the hip issue for a while now, doing yoga. So when you talk about the stretching, I mean, that can help.
Yes.
It helped me. I felt like that was the best time when I was doing that on a more regular basis.
But you can't do yoga now
because
of the shoulder.
My shoulder.
Oh.
Right. So I'm going to try these. You know, another thing that I want to try is acupuncture.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of had this done once before, but more because it was just like everyone was, like, I heard a lot about it. Didn't have a real purpose of why I was going there. And I don't think I had, like, the best,
acupuncturist?
Yeah. They kind of, like, came in, didn't really explain why or what we were doing, just put, like, the needles in and left me there. And I'm a person that, like, I wasn't expecting that. If I need to be, like, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here. So it made me, and then at one point I went to itch something. One of the needles came flying out because I accidentally hit it. So then I was all like, oh shoot, is this going to make my whole acupuncture thing off? So I don't think that was like the best experience,
no.
But I'm going to try it again this year.
Okay.
And then another thing is, and I don't even know what I would try this. I've been wanting to do this forever. And I just don't think, if anyone's tried this, please text us. Whoops. Reach out to us on Facebook. Sorry, just dropped something in the studio. Hypnosis.
Oh, I'm terrified of hypnosis.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Well, you clearly think it's going to work on you then.
I don't know. I just don't like the idea of somebody else being in control of making me do things.
Like you squawk like a chicken. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hopefully not going to go to one of those kind.
You don't know, though.
I don't know. But
you don't know if they have a secret logging to be a comedian. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And they're YouTubing me.
I want to try one of those sensory deprivation chamber things.
Oh,
like a floating.
I did that.
Is it cool?
Okay. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So last year, I had a week where like my son and my husband were away. So it was my daughter. It was between Christmas and New Year. So I said to my daughter, we're going to do something different every day, blah, blah, blah. So we went to this thing and it's like you go into this pod, right? You each have your own room and you open this pod, like a, you know, big lid on it, and you put yourself in there. You know, and your body just automatically floats. It's like salt water or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you can decide to have like different color lights on or lights that change. You can have music, everything. Okay. I was beside myself the entire time. I was like spinning. I was like, didn't know if I want the lights, didn't want the lights. The music was driving me insane. I couldn't relax. I wanted to get out. I kept thinking, what if I get stuck? I'll open the lid a little bit. What if no one comes? If I'm in here forever, what if I end up... So I walk out and I say to my daughter, oh my gosh, what did you think of that? She's like, I've never been more relaxed in my life.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, what? This just goes to show you. Like, she said it was like she fell asleep in this thing.
Wow.
My mind would not stop racing.
I don't think my mind would stop either. Like I sometimes even like, I don't know, like at a spa, you get a wrap or something like that and they leave you there and they're like, or even sometimes... If I get a facial and they like put a mask on and they leave and my mind will be like, oh, they're never coming back. You're going to be laying here.
Yes. And why can't I just relax? Instead, I'm like going, Going crazy. Were you going to say something, Remy?
I'm just, it sounds cool to me. It seems like I would really dig it. It seems like the kind of thing that would be right up my alley.
Yeah.
So I want to try it sometime.
Well, you definitely should. In fact, I don't know if anyone here uses Groupon, but you can go.
Oh, there you go.
Put it in Groupon and
perfect.
Get a Groupon for it.
Okay. I know your pain. You just reminded me of something. I know your pain is from your surgery,
mm-hmm.
But you had surgery because you had pain,
right?
Right, and so there was a problem with your shoulder. I read this book years ago, and I don't know why I read it. It was after my back was better, but I keep lifting weights now. Like, I stay strong because I can put my back out again.
Yes.
So, and I have doing stupid stuff. So I picked up this book, and we'll put it on our website, the name of it, because mm-hmm. I can't recall it right now. But it was written by a medical doctor who was working with his patients who were in chronic pain, and somehow the gist of it is chronic pain is basically caused by frustration.
Mm.
And it's your body's way of saying your mind is so frustrated with this that you can't even deal with it and you're not dealing with it. So we're going to be in pain to make you deal with it. So, like,
wow.
It was not exactly scream therapy, but it was like he had his patients, and again, he was a medical doctor. He wasn't a psychiatrist, but he had his patients' journal, and there were a lot of stories about people in there who were like, you know, once I realized who I was mad at, and I would just sit in my car, like, say somebody had a long-running feud with their sister. I'm trying to remember the stories exactly. She's like, I figured it out, and I just sat in my car and I yelled all the things I wanted to yell at my sister, and I immediately started feeling better. Like, the pain went away.
Well, I'm currently reading a book. Yes, I said I'm currently reading a book. I said it. Did you guys hear that? It's called You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh, yeah.
We had a guest on here before, Amy Weber,
mm-hmm.
And she believes in a lot of this healing stuff and holistic approaches to things. And she told me I must get this book. And it talks a lot about what you're saying. Like, it's my mind
yeah.
and how I can heal myself. And there are some already, like, good things that are really making me think twice, you know, and I'm only, you know, 30 some pages into it. But when a book can automatically, like, I'm already having like this hurts. Wait, does it hurt? Or can I, like, am I, you know, upset about something else? Am I kind of touching on what you said, you know, like, can't I heal make myself feel better?
And it's interesting because at first I didn't know how much I believed in this.
Yeah.
I just started reading the book because I thought it was interesting. But then, like, I have anxiety.
Okay.
And when I was young, my anxiety used to come out in hives. Like, I would get hives. Like, there were times I had hives all over my body. My lips would swell up. I would look like, this was before the Kardashians. I would look like I was ahead of my time.
Yeah, I was going to say a trend.
Except very painful.
Ouch.
My eyes would swell shut. Like, I would get hives so bad. And it was all anxiety. And so that is what made me think when I started reading that book. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's like, no, if my body would do that
mm-hmm.
because of, like, it, there's, your body is always going to find a way to let you know something's going on.
Right.
So those things are, our brains and our bodies are much more simpatico with each other than we even know.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about another exciting, like, holistic approach to something. But before that, I want to say, keep yourself healthy.
Yes.
Don't even get sick. And ways to do that, you know, are things we haven't even touched on yet, that people, probiotics. And
mm-hmm.
But there's seat sitters out there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I recently used. I traveled over the holiday and brought my seat sitter kit because it comes in a really cute little, like, a strap, you know, a crossover body bag mm-hmm. kind of. And like I said, took me 1 second. I've said before, got it out, put it on the seat. And that way you're not getting all those germs of all the people that sat in that seat before you. And in fact, I did something which I didn't even mean to, but kind of paid it forward. I left it on there when I ran off the plane. And I was like, no! But hopefully the next person would be like, wait, oh, this is nice.
Exactly.
Okay, great. At least I'm only sitting on
it.
Take
it home and wash it. You can use it 5 more times.
You can, yes. but yeah, you don't want to get sick when you travel. And a way to prevent that is by using seat sitters. It's a travel kit that comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, sanitary wipes, a no nut sticker if you need that. It's everything you need to kind of avoid those germs that you're going to come in contact with when you get on a plane. You can get it at seatsitters.com. You can get it off of Amazon. You can go to bedbathandbeyond.com and look in the travel section. I can tell you that I am back from vacation, healthy, didn't spend a sick day on vacation, knock on wood. I mean, that I'm back and I'm still healthy.
Exactly.
But yeah, so instead of worrying about all these things that we have to do once something happens, prevent as much as you can. Use seatsitters.com when you travel. So, you know, going back to chiropractors, now I will put this on our website because I can't think of the name of it right now. But years ago, my kids both suffered from eczema.
Uh-huh.
And if you read anything about eczema, it's a dry skin.
Oh, my son has it. Yeah.
Okay. And people will say there's no cure. You can Google it and say there's no cure. Well, I happened to be out to lunch one day with a client and who told me that her granddaughter suffered terribly from eczema. It was just an infant.
Yeah.
Like they had a wrapper and all this stuff and they were doing all this stuff constantly until they, you know, discovered as she got, you know, to be 3 or 4 years old, they finally were told about this procedure that some chiropractors do. It's typically in a chiropractor's office. And you go in there and there's like 32 vials of different things. It might say nuts. It might say grass. It might say vitamin C. And you hold each vial in your hand, okay? And no one else can be in the room but you and the doctor. And the doctor does strength resistance on your arms, like how much you can resist his pushing down your arm when you hold these different 32 vials. Well, as I was standing outside the room watching, I thought about your witch doctor in the woods, you know, like, oh my God, what is this? And what, like, my husband will never fall for, like,
well, because it kind of sounds like an allergy test.
Right. And, but without the things, the shots and everything. So we did that, each kid, and they each had like 5 or 6 different vials that every, whenever he'd pushed the hand down, it went all the way down. Like they could not hold their arm up. So for each vial, you go back for a treatment. And some you could combine. Like if you had, you know, let's just say nuts and trees or something, that might be a combined session, okay? And I took both kids to every one of those appointments for their, you know, 5 or 6 things each had. Eczema, gone.
Really?
Has never returned.
And this is from a chiropractor?
Most, and like I said, I'm sorry, I will put this on the website and we'll put on our Facebook because
like,
it's important.
What exactly did they do when they went back?
Oh, yeah.
What was the treatment?
So you go and, you, like, let's say it was nuts. That
okay.
was, so you hold that in your hand and then you are on the chiropractor's table and he has a, like a clicker thing and he clicks different pressure points in your body with it. Then you have to stay in the office for 30 minutes with this vial touching your skin. So for my kids were younger, so they had play tables and stuff. So what they would do is put it in their sock.
Okay.
So it was on their skin for 30 minutes. Then for the next 24 hours, you cannot come in contact with smell, taste, nothing that has like a nut in it or whatever was in that vial.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think vitamin C was kind of really hard because you don't even realize how much when you're kids, everything you're giving them has something. So that was kind of hard. But I swear, I'm not kidding you. Never. And they're swimmers. So, you know, when you eczema really flares up, nothing ever since we finished this thing.
Wow.
And there is a name for it, and I am blanking right now. I can't think of it, but it
we both have some research to do
after
the show today. I need to find
amazing.
The name of that book.
Amazing.
Well, and I do believe, like, our brains control our bodies.
Yeah.
Whether we're aware of it or not.
Right.
And that's, like, when you go to yoga, it's so funny to me, like, because they always talk about breathing and follow the breath. And if you stop to think about it, breathing is something that we do all the time, whether we're aware of it or not.
Exactly.
And we can become aware of it and change it.
Yes.
So if there's one thing like that, that we are doing involuntarily, but can also control in our body, there's probably more.
Well, you know, so meditation.
Right?
Meditation is something we didn't talk
about.
And with the breathing, that can really help. Like my friend Amy also sent me this little, I feel bad.
I can't meditate.
She's like, just do this. She sent me this thing, a 1 minute a day meditation. Just do this 1 minute a day.
Now, you need to look all this stuff up.
And, well, I have it right here on my phone. But I haven't even been able to do it yet, though, which sounds crazy. It's 1 minute.
Yeah.
Why didn't I just get up and do it? It's 1 minute. But it's like, what does that tell you about both of us, though? Like our minds are going, like you just said, you get a facial. people will say they fell asleep. I'm the same way. Like, I'm like, is she coming back? How long has this been? What am I paying for? What is she doing out there? Is she having tea? I mean, what is this, her break time? I mean, I just had an MRI, like a couple MRIs. Yeah. My mind went crazy in that thing. At one point, they didn't talk to me or make any sounds for like 60 seconds. So I started yelling, hello, hello. And the guy's like, what do you need? I'm like, is someone, are you guys on break? What was happening in here? Can I have some air? And he's like, I'm sorry, there won't be any sound for, just give us a minute. I'm like, do you realize it feels like an hour when you're like a person that's always like,
exactly.
But that tells us we got to calm our mind and we can't be the only ones. We'll post a lot of this stuff.
Will you post all of this on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com? You can find us on social media. We would love to hear what's worked for you,
yes.
What your holistic beliefs are, what's not worked for you. We want to hear that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, share your information. We're trying to share ours. Share your information. And thank you for joining us.
And hey, a shout out. Today is my son's 21st birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
All right. See you next week.